This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 166 to 173. So start with sub adversa fronte, so under the opposite face. Antrum scopules pendentibus, there's a cave with hanging rocks. Intus aquae dulces, sweet waters within. Sedilia and seats. Vivo saxo, in the living rock, meaning in the natural rock. Nympharum domus, the home of the nymphs. Hic, here. Non ulla vincula, no chains. Tenet, hold. The fessas naves, the exhausted ships. Ancora non alligat, and an anchor does not bind. Unco morsu, with a curved bite. Hook, here. Aeneas subit, Aeneas approaches. Septim collectis navibus, with seven ships collected. Omni ex numero, from the whole number. Ac magno amore telluris, and with great love of the shore, egressi, having disembarked. Troies potentior, the Trojans gain, the optata harena, the desired sand. Et artus ponunt, and they place limbs, tabente sale, dripping with salt, in litor, on the shore. All right, so I'm translating one more time. So under the opposite face, there is a cave with hanging rocks, sweet waters within, and seats in the living rock, the home of the nymphs. Here, no chains hold the tired ships, and an anchor does not bind with its curved bite. Here, Aeneas approaches with seven ships collected out of the whole number, and having disembarked with great love of this shore, the Trojans gain the desired sand, and they place limbs dripping with salt onto the shore. So this is where they have come ashore. This is the end of the ekphrasis, where we get back into the movement in the story. And we only have seven out of the original 20 ships.